street preach that are Catholic, Baptist, Lutheran, Mormon, Jehovah Witness. And I always tell people, you know, Jesus said we have to worship in spirit and truth. And all of those are man-made systems that have left the truth of God.
Right.
They're all building-centered, money-centered. Christmas and Easter, false religion, those are false holiday-centered. And so what I do at our website, and we don't take anybody's money, we do it for free, is I just encourage people like you were talking about, study the Word of God, and then the Bible says test all things, so you should test everything I say, you should test everything you say, and then we test our lives and make sure it conforms to the New Testament model.
Our life is a testament by itself.
Yeah.
Because I go through so much.
Yeah.
And we share it with each other and just let God lead us through the mess.
Yeah, and what I challenge people that have come out of the church system then, so that's great, you see the church system. So then what I challenge people is, because we always have to be challenging ourselves to the Word of God, is, you know, most people, even Christians I meet, they say that they believe in Jesus, they follow Jesus, but they're a lot like this with the world. Okay, meaning the culture, and I'm talking about like politics, sports, entertainment, music, all these things. And if you know, if you've been studying the Bible, you read the Old Testament, and then you read the New Testament, and God always called his people to come out. Now, we're in it, but we're not of it. So I go into it to preach, but we can't live like it, and the Bible calls us, because of the gospel, Christ's death, burial, and resurrection.
I don't take it quite as far as you do. I think we have to get involved with some sort of politics, because politics runs the country. So if you don't get, your vote in there to figure out what's going on, then you're at fault, too.
Let me ask you a question. What did the first century saints think about that? Did they get involved in politics? Jesus, Paul, Peter, John?
In some ways they did.
How?
Well, for one thing, they fought against the politics of the time was the church. Basically,
Now you're talking something totally separate. Israel was totally separate from Rome. Well, it's not like the Roman Catholic Church today bed with politics. Rome was totally separate and let the Israelites do what they wanted. But here's a fact. Jesus said, well, they did. Religiously, they did. They let them do what they wanted. They did. As long as they didn't break the edicts of the Romans.
In some cases.
Yeah. So Jesus said, though, in John 8, I think it's 18, my kingdom's not of this world. And he said, if it was, my servants would come and fight. That is evidence for us that this kingdom, this world, this is Satan's kingdom today. 2 Corinthians 4:4. And the Democrats and the Republicans, they're part of Satan's kingdom.
Well, I don't believe in either one of them.
Yeah.
And
Paul says no.
I think we should be aware of what's going on.
Oh, I didn't say not aware. I know what's going on somewhat.
And if we have a voice to stay in there, we should. Because if you don't, you're going to end up with another person like Hitler. Ruling.
But that's never been the gospel's care. You know, the gospel spread under cruel Rome 5 times faster than it's ever spread in America under freedom. Look at America. 260 what years of denominational religion? Freedom. And look at America. Corrupt, perverted, idolatrous, paganism.
That's just not America. Everybody's like that.
No, but what I'm just giving you the fruit of the church system, and that's why I would encourage you, and you didn't hear me say it would be sinful to vote. I didn't say that. But
That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, what I'm saying is I see Christians...
You don't be involved with some of that stuff.
I'm not involved with it at all. I don't even vote.
You're not doing your responsible thing, then.
Yeah, I spend my time preaching the gospel.
Well,
that's the only hope.
Good, and that's your choice.
That's the only hope, yeah. But I was talking about the culture, too, like, you know, whenever it comes to movies and sports, entertainment, how we dress, how we act, how we talk. I encourage Christians to go much deeper because the Bible calls us to holiness because of Christ's shed blood. And he talks about because of his perfect work and his grace and love for us through repentance, which is we change our mind and our ways, we can be born again. I'm preaching the gospel to you by the Spirit of God. The fruit that we're born again is that holiness and obedience, we cling to the scriptures. And when that happens, Jesus said, you'll be hated by the world. And you endure in the faith. Most Christians I meet, they're not hated by the world, and not hated because you're a jerk or you take people's money. Hated because you live righteous, preach righteousness, call people out of the world, and expose the darkness of sin all around. The world hates that.
Sure
they do. Yeah, it does.
They don't want to hear the truth.
Yeah, so I just encourage people to go much deeper.
I go.
Check out my website, don'tperish.com, and I'd love to hear from you. My brother Kevin and I would love to hear from you, and we'd love to even Bible study with you. We're supposed to love each other, right?
Right.
If we're true saints.
I Bible study myself and with my kids, so I'll keep it at that. And it'd be a hard time for you to catch me in New York, because I don't do anything on computers or anything like that. There, I listen to.
You got a phone though. I saw you have a phone.
I listen to audiobooks on that.
Yeah.
One. So some of them are really.
Yeah. So just think about that. Jesus says, John 13, "This will be the sign of His true people: love for each other."
And so
if you walk, but wait, if you walk away, how many offers of Bible study do you get?
What?
strangers.
I used to teach Bible studies.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just wondering, if you walk away and you never like encourage us in the Word, how do you love us?
As a person, I love all humans.
But how do you love me if you don't encourage me in the Word? We met. Do you think this is God appointed? Does God control everything sovereignly? You walk by, I started talking to you. Do you think God knew we were going to meet? Would God be glorified if we sharpened our iron on each other?
I'm not sharpening my iron on you. I'm just
no, the Bible says we should.
Huh?
The Bible says we should sharpen iron on other men.
No, I don't.
The Bible?
No, I don't argue the point.
Oh, so...
Okay, if that's what you're talking about, sharpening your iron...
Yeah, Bible study. Encouragement.
It's a study,
yeah,
but daily I don't argue about it. I state what the Word says, and that's what it is.
Yeah. But we,
if
we were to love God, we would come together and have unity, right?
I have not seen unity in this world at all.
Would you strive for it with us?
In any religion.
Would you strive for it with us in the Word, to strive to have unity and we can love each other? And I mean, you come back to visit your daughter. What about a brother in the Lord? Would you strive with a brother in the Lord? I'm just trying to find out your fruit. Jesus says we know a tree by the fruit. You know, if a grizzly bear came out of the woods and attacked you, I'd jump in front of the grizzly bear to save your life. I love you that much.
You're fruit by the works that you do.
Yeah, the works that you do. That's what I'm testing.
I've just helped two different families out when I come back up here, because one was squatting and one was not paying his rent.
Right, right. Okay. I understand that.
And I've given them more chances than
right.
they deserve.
But that's kind of monetary.
And I still give them.
Yeah, that's kind of monetary.
More than monetary.
Yeah.
You're helping them personally.
Yeah, I was talking about brothers loving each other. And let me share something with you. You know why I know we're in the last days? The Bible says in the last days, the love of many will wax cold. And Jesus said in Luke 18:8, will there be any faith left when He returns? And when I meet Christians that say that they know God, even ones that have come out of the church system, I find a lack of love in people. It's so disappointing. My brother's a young brother, and I hope that he doesn't get stumbled by all the people I see that don't love each other.
He's going to have a rough time coming up here, because we're going through a really tough time.
I was hoping you would love us and be a great example to him.
I can tell you I love you as
but would you show me you love me?
Like what? Okay. I'm going to go over to my daughter's right now, and now...
You can walk away. You don't get fleshly mad. We love you.
I'm just saying, don't judge me, okay? I've been in the Bible probably as much as you have.
Okay. So my judgment will be, if I never hear from you, that you don't love us.
Not the case.
Yeah?
No.
Jesus said you know them by their fruit. I see the fruit of that.
And I don't know.
How do you know?
If that's the fruits you're looking for the wrong fruit. What
really?
About good works? Yeah.
That is a good work. Because we could go and could be deceived. And you don't care.
Have a nice day.
I hope you repent of your unloving ways, sir. We love you. You travel for business. Would you travel for brothers?
I travel to get my stuff back together, because these people were hurting and they weren't paying their bills.
I'm just asking what you would do for brothers.
Where they were going with it, it was going to cost me $3,000 a month. Mm-hmm. Let them stay there.
I'm just asking, what would you do for brothers in the Lord? Jesus said you know them by their fruit.
If you were that person on there, I would have done the same thing for you.
Right. Okay. What if I told you that, how do you know that we don't have a great spiritual need?
I think you're wrapping your judgments around the Bible, and you should take a look at yourself.
Wrapping the judgments around the Bible? Jesus said we live by every word out of God's mouth, Matthew 4:4.
That's right.
Isn't that the Bible?
We're all interpreted differently by ministers like...
How do you know we don't have great spiritual need that an older man in the Lord could help? We know them by their fruits, sir.